touch. I'm worried I could lose you any second. I'll always remember.
Hello, hello, hello. Right now, this is Unboxed with Emma and Isabel. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. As the first song may or may not have indicated, this week we're talking about Blue Velvet. Just as a little recap, I guess. Each week we sort of unbox a different movie through a playlist and through sort of talking about it, just to guide us, because that's what film's for. Right, Isabel?
Yes, exactly. Sometimes, yeah, you need a little guidance, and I think that Blue Velvet is interesting because... Well, we watched Mulholland Drive at Emma's house in Canada over the summer, and I had already seen Blue Velvet, but it's by the same director, which is the through line, but Emma recently watched it with her other friend.
Katie.
Shout out, Katie. and, I mean, we love Mulholland Drive, and I think, I mean, I'm interested to hear Emma's thoughts because... I think I like Mulholland Drive more, but...
I do, too.
Okay, good, good, good. We're on the same wavelength. Great. But I still really did enjoy Blue Velvet, and it was, like, recommended to me.
It's interesting, because it was my professor, one of my favorite professors. Well, definitely my... I feel like... I don't know. There's a lot of good professors at the SMFA, but I really like Kurt... Ralsk, and I was talking to him, and he likes this movie of all of David Lynch's the best.
Aww.
And I mean, like, it does have a lot of, like, very clear visual ideas.
Yeah.
You
can never forget that ear.
I was gonna say I can never forget, like, Dustin Hoffman, like, huffing. whatever the
fair
heck
enough.
That is.
Yeah.
That's, like, such a visceral image in my mind. Also, just, like, him, like, smearing the lipstick on his face.
Uh-huh.
And then the girl on the hood of the car dancing, at the top of the car dancing. That's what stuck with me.
I love how it's just, like, the ear.
But these are all very clear, like, images. And I guess, like, that's his thing. He, like, gives you a lot of very, like, memorable scenes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably we should play a little bit more music and then come back mm-hmm. and try to unpack this really kind of twisted movie a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I don't know. What do you think? Like, what was your favorite character?
Favorite character?
They're all pretty horrible.
Yeah, I don't know.
While I pick a song, you can think of your favorite character.
Oh, God.
Okay, I guess maybe we'll
I don't know.
We'll end off with that question.
Yeah, I think everyone needs to think about that for a bit. If they've ever seen the movie.
Tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say a silent prayer like dreamers do. Then I fall asleep to dream.
He doesn't know that I can't look him in the eye, or that I can't speak, or I'll start telling lies. I hope he thinks that I'm just moody and quiet, but I'm only human. Oh. While he's sleeping, well, I'm crying here away. Not being loved was more than I could take. Though it was wrong there in his arms, it seemed so right. When another man loved me last night, yes, another man loved me last night, I'd almost forgotten what love was really like. But I'm only human, only a woman. I let another man love me last
street. Yes, I would. If I could, I surely would. I'd rather feel the earth beneath my feet. Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
Tune in. is your stare. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold has set my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Sort of talk a little bit more about Blue Velvet. I've been ruminating. Also, I wanted to say that I said Dustin Hoffman, and I meant to say Dennis Hopper. My brain had a little aneurysm. I apologize. It's 2 a.m.
yes.
But I don't know. I feel like Dennis Hopper was like, I was about to say the most memorable thing in the movie, but then of course I mixed up his name, but I feel really bad, and that's just, it's okay. We were just talking about how the visuals, I feel like, are really strong throughout the film, like the spaces.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of interior shots that are really well lit, and also like luxurious like carpets and fabrics. Velvet, maybe.
Uh-huh.
That's
what we focus on in these situations.
I don't know. I love velvet. Like, it's such a luscious fabric.
Yeah.
So, like, all the, like, close-up shots of it, even though it's kind of a metaphor for a bad thing. You know, like, there's a point in the film where, like, whew, what can we talk about that's, like, suitable for radio? This film It's not the most friendly. Yes, it's kinky. I will say that.
Fair enough.
But there's a
young Laura Dern.
There's a young
that was
Laura
pretty
Dern.
Cool. I mean, we talked about the young Frances McDormand.
Now we see young Laura Dern.
And now we see young Laura Dern.
That's
and
the
look what
line.
They've done with their careers. They really finessed that.
That's true. Both of them got an Oscar.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that's the theme, women winning Oscars. I like that theme. I feel like that's a good theme for the semester because I'm taking a class on women directors, you know.
We are coming
we're
up. We're
coming
young
in.
Women also coming up in the world. So it's nice to see Laura Dern sticking by this flawed male character.
Yeah, no.
Kind
I
of a creep,
I wouldn't do
but,
it if
you
I
know.
Were her.
Yeah.
I don't understand why she stayed with him.
No, really. not at all.
Seems like a weird choice. Like, that's, like, you just saw, like, this person that you both have been spying on, like, in his arms. Like, what does that say? Like, girl, that's a red flag. Like, run, run, run.
Yeah, really.
But that's why I think, like, the sparrow eating the beetle at the end, you know, like... Ooh. Maybe there's something sinister in that. Or maybe it's, like, good triumphs over evil. But also, like, why is he a good character? Like,
he's not. He gave me the creeps the entire time.
Yeah.
Please. I did not like him at all.
I don't know. Like, it's interesting because his character is so much more unlikable than, like, the character that Lynch wrote for him in Twin Peaks. Like... Because this was, like, a film that served as, like, a big inspiration for Twin Peaks.
Oh.
And I feel like, yeah, no, but this guy's, like, I don't know. He has bad vibes. Bad vibes all around. Like, why would you sneak into the apartment in the first place?
Yeah, and hide in the
closet. Like,
that's,
like, number one. Like, why would you sneak into someone's apartment? Like, no matter what, like... I don't know, but I also, like, respect the distrust for the police, not under, like, not, you know, thinking that they're not gonna, like, thoroughly investigate, but then he ends up getting himself into something that is way beyond himself. And I don't think that girl had it for the better.
No.
And... I don't know, that's just sad. That's, like, the tragedy of the movie, I feel like. But that's not the tragedy, I don't know.
I don't even...
Come on, Isabel.
No, I know. I'm just, like, I'm thinking about also, yeah, like, the visuals and the... the Blue Velvet performance.
The Blue Velvet performance.
I don't know. I think that what David Lynch does really well, like what Emma was saying, was the spaces, and you get very much like wrapped up into that world, and I'm always. I don't know, I just love feeling like when I'm in a, you know, when I'm watching a movie, like feeling like very much like, you know, like stuck into, like immersed into this world. And I think David Lynch does a really, really good job of that.
Yeah. It's like a tight color palette. It's like this weird sort of like, I would almost say like sitcom or like, soapy kind of acting that makes me like, I don't know. I had this one actor in my film who was like, he's fine, but like definitely like not the like most emotive actor, and we were like thinking like maybe this is just like a Lynchian performance, like this is above our understanding. But it's also interesting that, like, what he invented this, like, thing. This way of... But he obviously didn't invent it. It's, like, avant-garde or, like, Dada. Something like that. Mocking satire. Now I'm just saying words. Maybe it's time for some music. Sorry.
It's that time. We're all tired tonight. Yeah.
Thank you. you can blame me, try to shame me, and still I'll care for you. You can run around, even put me down, still I'll be there. Daddy's home.
daddy's home to stay. I'm not a thousand miles away.
Yes, hello. So it is time for our PSA of the night, of the hour, rather. So this is WMFO. Happy holidays. Please don't drink and drive. It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriants, but if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated sober driver. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform, loving listeners back in the new year.
That was a good announcement. Yes. I really like that. I just wanted to quickly, before we get back to music, say that, like, the song that I hesitated to add to this playlist was Lana Del Rey's rendition of Blue Velvet.
Oh, and then I added
that's
it.
That's the one song that you added.
Stop, please.
I just think that's funny. But the reason why is because I was going to end on, like, the one that's in the movie, the original one.
Uh-huh. So I was going to add that.
Should
and
we
then
just
I...
play both?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Lana Del Rey is, like, you know, middle school, peak middle school energy.
I actually did listen to it before this,
like, nice.
Because I was hesitating. I was like, well, it is kind of like, because when I watched Blue Velvet, I was like, the most modern artist that I feel like aligned with it is like, oh, it's Lana Del Rey. Cause it's like this weird, like, yearning for old Americana.
Whatever. That's a loaded one right there.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying. I guess she is kind of the perfect person to sing this song.
She's like the liberal California old Americana, like, if that's even possible. Like, the alternative to whatever is going on in the Trump-verse. But, you know, we don't want to talk about politics. We're talking about Blue Velvet.
Yeah. Well, now I guess we'll hear the first
one. On that note.
And then we'll hear the better version.
She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin. From the stars, she was blue velvet, bluer than velvet were eyes, warmer than may her tender sighs. Love was ours.
Something funny. I forgot that boy right away. Instead, I remember being tucked in bed and hearing my mama say,
"Hush, little baby.
Now, tell her you love her. Don't do to your mom what I did to mine. She grew so lonely in the end. Angels picked her for their friend.
Never.
And I can never go home.
Never.
Anymore. And that's called sad.
Came along, how strange. still care for you.
Some velvet morning when I'm straight, I'm gonna open up your gate and maybe tell you about Phaedra and how she gave me life and how she made in some velvet morning when I'm straight.
Flowers growing on a hill, dragonflies and daffodils learn from us very much. Look
This is our final check-in, I suppose. I feel like it's been a little bit of a slower night. overall the pace has been slower. It's kind of sleepier.
Yes.
Definitely think I saw Isabel falling into sleepiness.
I was here. I was just, you know, I feel like the vibe of the movie is pretty...
It's pretty
on par. Yeah, it's dreamy, like. Surreal. You know, we're going into finals week.
We are tired.
I think that, you know, but the surreal aspect of it is kind of what we need. A little escape, but maybe not that much of an escape, you know?
I know I sleep to run away from my problems. So, like, it's a very valid strategy. I think lots of people employ it. Yeah. Rethik was telling me he employs it.
Wow, okay.
I think people sometimes, you know, and sometimes dreams are comforting, you know? It's an alternative reality.
Yeah, and I mean, I love surrealism, and...
I'm going to get you, for Christmas, your present's going to be a t-shirt that just says, I love surrealism.
Oh my god, stop. Oh my god. Better be free to call, though.
Please. No, it's just going to say that.
Just, I love surrealism. Well, I mean, I saw a pretty cool exhibit on it at the Met last year during winter break, so... I don't know. I do really like, because I am very interested in psychology and dreams and how they manifest, and me and Emma both get, I figure like I can speak for both of us, that we get very vivid dreams.
So true. Right? We should start writing them down.
I know.
We can have a little, like, dream exchange.
Oh, yes. A little sit down, a little dissect. Yeah, I always mean to write them down.
I know, me too, but then I'm, like, sleepy, and then I go back to
I know,
sleep.
Right? I'm like, oh, the act of writing, I'm always writing as a history poli-sci double major.
I'm not even always writing, and I, like...
I'm just always.
Well, I guess it's really time to say that this has been unboxed. Unboxing Blue Velvet this week. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a great week. It's been an interesting movie. I'm still barely recovering from the shame of calling Dennis Hopper Dustin Hoffman. And sometimes it's a lesson that it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's the lesson this week. It's okay to make mistakes. A good lesson.
As we go into finals week.
Okay.
Everyone stay safe out there.
Stay safe. Have a good week. See you.
Happy
next
holidays.
Time. She wore blue. Bluer than velvet was the night. Softer than satin was the light from the stars. She wore blue velvet. Bluer than velvet were her eyes. Warmer than May, her tender sighs. Love was ours. Ours, love I held tightly, feeling the rapture grow. Like a flame burning brightly, but when she left, gone was the glow of blue velvet. Whoa, whoa. But in my heart there'll always be, whoa, 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 precious and warm a memory through the years. She wore blue. heart they'll always be. Precious and warm a memory through the